Thomas E. McKnight, Jr. I'm dictating this neurological summary report on patient M-O-N-Y, capital S-U, last name Strang, S-T-R-A-N-G. Address is 810 West 1st Avenue, number 7, Chico, California, 95926. Phone 785-226-1959. ID is XXX, double X, dash 6867. Driver's license Y9717409. Her birth date is /20/1979. Her insurance is Blue Shield PPO. Is addressed to Adventist Health and Rideout Referral Center. She is a -year-old cashier. Her secondary insurance is TRICARE / TriWest, and it is addressed to Adventist Health, Dr. Vineet, V-I-N-E-E-T, Gupta, G-U-P-T-A-M-D, 900 Tharp, T-H-A-R-P Road, Yuba City, California, 95993, 530-844-5655. With carbon copies to Dr. Lena Singh, S-I-N-G-H-M-D, 274 Cohasset Road, number 100, Chico, California, 95926, 530-342-1310. And to Enlow Women's Services, 1423 Magnolia Avenue, Chico, California, 95926, 530-332-5010. Current medications on presentation, levothyroxine, / liothyronine. Next line, hydralazine, PRN. Next line, Valtrex, PRN. The clinical indication, history of syncope / seizures. Dear Dr. Gupta and professional colleagues, thank you for referring Monisu Strang for neurological evaluation. She presents with a history of having lightheadedness, a sense of, quote, brain shifting, and then followed by a seizure. Following a blackout lasting 1 to 1.5 hours, new paragraph, her past medical history was positive for symptoms of ADHD. New paragraph, medical allergies include Benadryl. Past medical history positive for anorexia, arthritis, chemical dependency, herpes infection, migraine headaches, suicidal attempt, and thyroid disease. New paragraph, other allergies include adhesive tape dash latex, aspirin products, penicillin and other antibiotics, and sulfa drugs. New paragraph. Systematic review of symptoms. General, she reported a history of chills, depression, dizziness, fainting, forgetfulness, headaches, loss of sleep, loss of weight, nervousness, numbness, and sweats. EENT, she reports symptoms of blurred vision, difficulty swallowing, transient dizziness, headaches, loss of consciousness, visual flashes and halos. She wears eyeglasses. Endocrine, she reports a change in hair growth. She has become colder than before. She has a history of thyroid disease. Neck, she reports stiffness and thyroid trouble. Respiratory, she smokes and reports chronic and frequent cough. Cardiovascular, she has a history of shortness of breath when walking or possibly lying down, irregular heartbeat, poor circulation, rapid heart rate. Gastrointestinal, she reports her appetite is poor. She has symptoms of bloating, constipation, nausea, stomach pain, and gallbladder disease. Genitourinary, she reports dysuria, frequency, difficulty with bladder control currently. Hematologic, she reports a history of anemia. She is slow to heal with cuts, and she reports abnormal bruising. New paragraph, locomotor musculoskeletal, she reports neuromuscular weakness in the muscles and joints. mental health. She reports crying frequently, symptoms of depression, problems with appetite and eating, trouble sleeping, panic when stressed, suicidal ideation, symptoms of self-harm, problematic stress, and suicide attempt. Neuropsychiatric, she has been advised to see a psychiatrist. She has had psychiatric care. She has a history of convulsions. She reports fainting spells, but has never had paralysis. Sexual function. She is not sexually active. She reports she does not find sexual activity satisfactory. She's not trying for pregnancy. She does not list contraception. She denies difficulty with intercourse. She denies exposures to HIV. Risk factors for IV drug use or the need to discuss protected sexual intercourse. Personal safety. She's not live alone. She does not report frequent falls. She denies visual or hearing loss. She's not completed an advance directive and did not request additional information. She denies physical or mental abuse, exposure to verbally threatening behaviors, or abuse behaviors to be discussed, quote, unless needed, unquote. Dermatological, she reports abnormal pigmentation and a history of hives. Female gynecological, she reports a history of abnormal pap smear, intermenstrual bleeding, breast lump, extreme menstrual pain, hot flushes. New paragraph. She stands 5'2", weighs 105 pounds. Menarche occurred at age 12. Her last menstrual period was on 18 November 2024. She reports irregular spotting, pain, or discharge in her menstrual cycle. She has a period every 25 days. Her last period was in October of 2024. She reports that it has been, quote, years, unquote, since she's had a rectal examination. She denied recent urinary tract, bladder, or kidney infections, but she does report menstrual tension, pain, bloating, irritability, or other period symptoms. She reports breast tenderness, lumps, or nipple discharge. She reports having had a mammogram. She denies DNC, hysterectomy or cesarean section. She denies current pregnancy or breastfeeding. She gives a history of 4 pregnancies, 4 live births, one miscarriage of a twin at her last pregnancy. Her children, she has two daughters and two sons. One daughter was born in 1999, one daughter in 2004, one son in 2001, and one son in 2007. One pregnancy was complicated by contractions requiring 20 weeks of bed rest. She lost one of her male twins in 2007. New paragraph. Personal and family health history. Her date of birth is July 20, 2000. Just leave that blank. She's 24 years old. New paragraph, family history. Her mother died at age 59 from liver and heart failure following hepatitis C. I'm sorry, that was her father. Her mother, age 74, is in very poor health. She has two siblings, both brothers. One has Down's syndrome and died at age 47 with a stroke. She has four children. Her 20-year-old daughter is in poor health, but her other three children are in good health. New paragraph. She reported a family history of arthritis, dash mother, cancer, grandfather, diabetes, maternal family, heart disease and stroke, maternal family, hypertension, maternal family. She denied a family history of asthma, hay fever, bleeding tendency, convulsions, tuberculosis, mental illness, or other serious disease. Education. She completed grade school followed by college education from 2013 to 2019. Social history and health habits. She takes alcohol rarely, 1 to 2 shots of liquor every 6 months, maybe. She smokes up to 10 cigarettes per day. She may use marijuana on a daily basis. New paragraph, occupational concern. She denies industrial exposures. She's employed part-time as cashier. Serious illnesses and injuries. She's had fractured toes in the past. A concussion with loss of consciousness. Some serious illnesses. She reports being hospitalized for a week in 1986 when she consumed paint thinner. She was hospitalized for 1 week in 1986 when she had a high fever. She recovered from a drowning accident in 1982 when she was resuscitated by a stranger. She reported a concussion in 1985 when she hit her head on concrete. New paragraph, operations and hospitalizations. She has never had a blood transfusion. Cholecystectomy was performed in 2014, herniorrhaphy in 2014, biceps tendon repair 2013, bladder sling 2014, no adverse outcomes. New paragraph. New paragraph, neuromusculoskeletal review of symptoms. General, she developed a change in her sense of smell and taste when suffering from COVID infection. She reports dizziness, fatigue, irritable insomnia, reduced concentration, lightheadedness, loss of appetite, loss of equilibrium, loss of memory, nausea and vomiting, numbness, tinnitus, and tingling. New paragraph, head. She denies neuralgia but reports intermittent headaches at her neck or temples, with symptoms of arthritis in her neck or associated with stress. She has a history of fainting spells, maybe a dozen, the last on 7 October 2024 in the morning. Sensations prior to her spells, quote, change each time, unquote. She has some sensations afterwards. Postictal symptoms last up to 30 seconds. During the episode, she can shake and become rigid. Her brother, who has epilepsy, has similar symptoms. New paragraph. Neck. She denied neuralgia, but reports myospasm, numbness in her hands and feet, constant and intermittent neck and, quote, fibro, unquote, pain. She reports arthritis in her neck, aggravated by activity, too much phone time, or being lazy. It is relieved by massage, over-the-counter medications, and marijuana. The pain runs down to her shoulders, arms, and back. Stiffness, neck and shoulders, no swelling, paresthesias in her hands, sometimes lips and face. Upper back and arms, no neuralgia, no numbness, but constant pain from her neck due to old injuries, aggravated by being too lazy or increased activity, relieved by massage and over-the-counter medicines and marijuana. New paragraph, myospasm, neck, back, and arms. Stiffness, neck, back, and arms, swelling denied, paresthesias in her fingers and feet, middle back, no symptoms reported. You know, when these people do their stuff, mm-hmm. you got to check that they fill it all out. This page is missing. Low back, no symptoms. Shoulders, she reports constant pain. Like, quote, muscle tearing, unquote, located in her trapezius muscles on a daily basis, varying from 5 to 10 over 10, depending on the day. No tingling or weakness. New paragraph, elbows. She denies symptoms. Wrists. She denies symptoms. Hips, she has symptoms of pain and popping. Ankles, she denies symptoms. Feet, she reported numbness relieved by heat. She did not indicate pain, but her symptoms are mostly in her toes a few times per week, moderately severe in nature, without paresthesias or weakness. New paragraph. Neurological examination. Her neurological examination is within normal limits. New paragraph. She reports a history of hypothyroidism due to Hashimoto's disease, seizure disorder, and fibromyalgia. Current medications include hydroxyzine, levothyroxine, and alprazolam. New paragraph, laboratory. No blood laboratory studies have been returned. New paragraph, electroencephalography. Diagnostic electroencephalogram ambulatory study was performed on January 13, 2025. Lasting for until January 14th. Lasting 11 hours. New paragraph. Her study showed a well-developed background rhythm, normal frequency and voltage. New paragraph. Sleep findings included polymorphic theta, vertex sharp waves, K-complexes, indicating normal stage 2 to stage 3 sleep, and higher. REM sleep was attained. New paragraph. The study demonstrated multiple episodes of spike and polyspike activity seen with the right frontotemporal focus, generating spike and polyspike activity lasting. The ambulatory study showed the longest duration occurred for seven minutes beginning at 1:57 p.m. on January 14th. These findings are consistent with electrographic seizures. New paragraph, a standard static EEG was also completed and was normal. New paragraph. diagnostic impression. History of syncope / seizure disorder, currently treated. Subparagraph, the medication was initiated on January 20th, 2025. Keppra 250 milligrams to take one by mouth two times per day. New paragraph, other medications. Alprazolam, hydroxyzine, and prazosin 1 milligram taken at bedtime for control of ruminative thinking. New paragraph. I don't have medical records regarding any brain imaging procedures which would be useful. New paragraph. Additional laboratory testing, if available for her, could include specialized testing for autoimmune epilepsy. New paragraph. At this time, she appears to be stable on her current regimen, but laboratory values for validation of compliance would certainly be indicated in follow-up over a period of time so that she can continue to operate a vehicle if necessary. New paragraph. If I see her again, which is uncertain, I will send a follow-up report.